Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Ayin Zayin Omud Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we began yesterday Simin Tov Samach Ches, and that's what we'll pick up today on the very last line of Ayin Vov Omud Beis. And Mechaber begins with Siv Dalet, and he tells us, Ha'olech mimakom she'osin l'makom she'enos. If a person goes from a place where they do melacha on Erev Pesach before Chatzos, and he goes to a place l'makom she'enosim, where they don't do melacha on Erev Pesach before Chatzos. So this is the discussion we had yesterday. Everybody says you're not allowed to do work after Chatzos, but there are different customs. Some places had the custom to do work before Pesach, and some places had the work that they didn't do before Pesach, Erev Pesach in the morning work. So therefore, he's going to tell us what happens if a person travels from one place to another. And there are going to be a bunch of caveats over here. So the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Yud Dalet has first a little introduction. And he says, Klolo shel Siv Zeh lefi das Magen Avraham. We're going to explain the Siv the way the Magen Avraham explains it. Like Kamam Mefarshim and others as well. You can see this in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskel HaHolech. He says that this is based entirely on the Rambam, and there are different understandings of the Rambam, and the opinion of the Magen Avraham is the one that we're going to have over here, as well as other Achronim. Dehusover Gamken Katosus or Rush. This is also like the opinion of Tosus and Rush, as the way the Magen Avraham understands it. In the rest of this Bir Halacha, he explains that others have a different understanding, but everybody says La Halacha that we should follow the understanding over here of the Magen Avraham, so that's why the Mishnah Berurah only quotes this understanding. And he says as follows, Kama Farshim, besides the Magen Avraham, Shechlitu Kamosa Lalocha, who came? That's why we're going to now say this general rule. And he tells us, Kisha Adam Holech Me'iro Li'irach Eretz, and a person travels from city A, his hometown, to city B, the guest town that he's in for Yontif. And he arrives there now in the morning, or earlier than the morning of the 14th of Nisan, Erev Pesach in the morning. Now, Be'iro, in the city where he comes from, Na'agul Ha'akil Be'ezudavar, in the city that he left, his hometown, A, they had a minhag to be Mekel. Ubir Sheba, Ba, and the city that he's coming to, city B, Machmirim Bezeh, they're more Machmir. So what should he do? So, Im Ein Daito Lishtakeya Be'ir Azos, Bitmidus, if he's not planning on moving to city B, he's not changing his residence, he's just visiting. So then, Eino Cholulov Chumre Mokum Zeh, Mikradin. He doesn't have to accept upon himself the chumras that they hold in city B. He can rely upon the coolest that he still has from his hometown, city A. And he's allowed to go and keep his lenient practices. However, he must do so bitzina, bisoch besa, only in privacy, in the private domain of his house. However, in public, he can't be meko because everybody's going to say, hey, you're not allowed to do that. And he's going to say, I'm allowed to do that. And it's going to lead to trouble. But this is the Mishnah Berurah says, this is only for things that could be done in Tzina. So he has a custom that he drinks something on this day, and they don't have that custom to drink something. So he drinks it alone. Nobody's going to know that. He eats kibrox. They don't eat kibrox. Nobody's going to know what he's eating in his house. But something which can't be done in private. For example, malacha. People are going to see or hear or somehow know that he's doing this malacha. And they have the minhag not to do malacha in their town. In town B, they don't do malacha before Chatzos. In his town, town A, they did malacha. So when he goes to travel to town B, ain lo lasos af bitzina besochir. He's not allowed to do malacha, even in the privacy of his own house, even privately in the city anywhere. Ella, what should he do? Yetzel asod dechutz l'tchum ha'ir. He has to go outside the city domain. And then, v'shom yuchol lahokel k'minag makoma. There he can go and be lenient if he wishes to. The issue footnote number 17 brings down the understanding of this from Moshe Feinstein's Atzalanigus Moshe, that he writes, when you're doing a bitzina, something like work, you're going to be so involved in your work, you're going to forget, and people are going to see you or hear you in some way, and that's why even bitzina, you can't do it. But you can leave the area because there nobody's going to see you. The Mishnah Berurah continues, however, ubedaito lishtakeya, if the person who was raised and lived in city A has decided to move to city B, and now he wants to dwell over there, so then, as soon as he gets within the city limits, he's now considered like a member of that city. And now, if he says, well, listen, I still would like to retain some of my old customs, he's not allowed to do that, even if he does it outside the tchum, outside the city limits. Why? Because he's accepted upon himself to be a resident of city B, since he moved here to change his residence. And he has to follow all of the makomos, all the customs of his new makom, city B. The issue footnote number 18 brings down from Moshe Feinstein as well in the Igros Moshe that nowadays, since people can travel so easily, we don't presume, even if he brings his wife with him, that he's planning on living there. It's only totally on imdaito lachzor. Does he plan to live there or does he plan to return? The fact that he has his family with him doesn't play a role. In the olden days, if you brought your family, mistama, you're planning on living there. The Mishnah continues and says, and the same thing works in the other direction. City A is more stringent, and he's now going to city B, which is more makel. So Tolu Gam Kane Bazaar, the same rules apply over here. Dim Daito Lishtakeh Hashem, if he's planning on moving to city B, so then he can take upon himself the lenient practices of city B. Nifka Mimenu Chumas Mokum Shiotz Misham, he loses the stringencies that he practiced until now from city A, as soon as Mishabal Mokum Chodesh, when he moves to city B. Umutalo Lahoku Kamina goes from Okum, and he can take the lenient practices because he's now a regular dweller of city B. However, but if he's planning on returning home, so then he never lost his stringent practices of city A. And even though everybody else in city B is being makel, he's not allowed to be makel. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings out one last caveat. He shouldn't flaunt it in front of them. I don't do this, because that's going to cause machlokas, mimnei machlokas. What should he do? Eliyachmir b'tzina. He should privately, in his own house, keep his strict custom, and in this way, he won't cause machlokas. And now the Mishnah Berurah says everything will flow very easily. Now we can understand the details of this siman. Finally, the issue footnote number 90 brings down if a person wants to put on tefillin in his own house, because he's, let's say, from Eretz Yisrael, and he's now in Chutz La'aretz, so can he put on a tefillin in front of his family? So there's some opinion to say no, but Rosh Shlomo Zalman said you can, because the person's family knows that he's from the Eretz Yisrael and that he's really not doing something strange and unusual, and that won't cause machlokas. So after this introduction, let's read again the first words of the Mechaber that we read already, and we'll understand them better when we read the Mishnah Berurah. So if a person travels, halolich mimokum sh'os l'mokum sh'ein osin, he travels from his town A, where they did melacha on Erev Pesach in the morning, to a place where they don't do it. So what should he do? Lo yaseh b'yishuv me'amachlokas. He's not allowed to do any work in the city, even b'tzina, in the new B city that he's in, because it's going to cause machlokas. However, avalosu b'midbar, he can go out to beyond the tchum and do work over there. As we explained, this makes very good sense over here. You can see in the Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Tezvav, u'mayrik yishadaitu lachzor l'mekomo. We're planning over here not to live in city B, he's going to go back to city A. The Ain, Daito Lachzor, Afil B'midbarsa. Because if he isn't planning on going back, then he's not allowed to do work at all, as we said, even in the desert, even outside the Tchum, because now he's a regular dweller of B, where the Minog is not to do work. But in the city, he still shouldn't do work, B'tzin, or even, Tezayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, Sifkan Tezayin, Shal Yisrael, if it's a city of Yisrael, and the issue footnote number 20 brings down, even if there's only a small number of Jews, Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal brings down the Yigus Moshe, that that's still called the Yishuv of Yisrael. And he says somebody coming from Eretz Yisrael, going to Chutz La'aretz, into a place where the people aren't religious, so he says, okay, nobody's going to care or know that I don't, that I do work on what would be for me, Yontav Sheni Shel Golus, which is to me is already either Chol HaMoed or is Isru Chag. He says, no, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says you're still not allowed to do work over there because maybe they're going to do tshuva, and then those people will say, well, but the religious guy from Israel did work on Yontav Sheni Shel Golus, it must be that that's not a real Isser. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues and says, what does it mean that you're now in the city? It means as soon as you come within the city confines, within the tchum of that city, you have to now conduct yourself with the concerns of machlokis in that city, not to be mekel inside that city. And again, even in private, as we said, because people may hear you or see you or you'll forget and you'll end up doing it publicly even though you started off doing it privately. That's why you have to go outside the tchum. B'midbar, it's okay. Outside the tchum, in the fields of the city, surrounding the city, outside the tchum, you're allowed to do work over there. Because the people don't go there regularly, so the city dwellers of B won't go there, they won't see you, and it won't cause machlokas. Since he's intending to go back, so he's allowed to maintain his lenient practices as long as it won't cause machlokas, and while it might cause machlokas in the city, even b'tzina, it won't cause machlokas outside the city where they don't see you. Now, vice versa. Ha'olech mimokom, back to the Mechaber, ha'olech mimokom she'enosim. If you're coming from city A, where they didn't do malacha, and now you're going to mimokom B, she'osim, where they do have the minhag to do malacha, still, lo yaseh, you shouldn't do malacha like everybody else over there. And you basically have the worst of both worlds. You have the original chumers that you have, as well as any chumers that they have. You have to keep all the chumers over here. And furthermore, the Alpha Pekain, even with this, lo yisrob b'fneim shubatel mipnei iser le'olam ha'yishan odem mipnei ha'machlokes. And even things that you're being machmer on over here, don't go and do them in front of them because it's going to cause machlokes. And therefore, don't separate yourself out. Don't go out of your way to separate yourself out and do things differently from them. And the Mechaber explains, v'chei mishadat l'achsel mekoma, if you're intending to go back, while you were right to keep your previous customs over here, but again, as long as you don't do it in a way that's going to cause machlokes. Now, the Mishnah Berurah himself is going to say this is a little bit verbose over here, and it's a little bit of a difficult lashon, so he'll explain it. So now we're going to sifkot in your test. Lo yaisa, you're not allowed to do malacha over here in this place, even though they do malacha. So my regam came b'dayt l'achzel mekoma, even if you're tending to go back. He can't not keep his own private minhagim from the city he comes from, which is not to do work. However, but if he's planning to move to B, then he no longer has to keep the chumras of city A. And now he can keep all the coolers of city B, as well as all the chumras that they have. And therefore, he has to now follow the new customs of city B, because now he's a dweller over there. The issue footnote number 21 brings down a very important machlokas between Moshe Feinstein's that selling Negros Moshe and between the Tashbates and as well Rav Shlomo Zalman as to what is the reasoning over here. So Rav Moshe Zatzal brings down that you follow these minhagim over here, bein l'kula, bein l'chumra, and you don't even have to do hataras nadarim on these minhagim that you had previously because you are now moving to the city and you're now like a city dweller in the city. And therefore, a woman who marries and she's now married to her husband, it's like she's moved to her husband's city, and that's why she follows her husband's customs. But the Tashbites and Rishon Mazalman say, no, she never had a custom. She always knew she was going to get married. And therefore, all her previous customs aren't really customs. They're just, this is what I'm doing until I get married. And then when I get married, whoever I get married to, and whenever I get married, I'll follow his customs. And that's why you don't need Hataras Nedarim, because it's not that she moved from place to place, it's now she's accepting upon herself these customs. The Chazon Ish adds over here, he says, if the husband wishes to allow his wife to maintain a chumra, and it doesn't bother him, so then she certainly is allowed to do so, he's allowed to let her do so. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Chav says, even though he's planning to go back to his city, he has to follow the customs that are prevalent in city B, as long, because it could cause machlokas if he does differently than them, as we've already explained in the introduction, Chanal Berei Shasif. The issue footnote number 22 brings down, if the guy doesn't follow this, and he does malacha, for example, in a place where they don't do malacha, we don't excommunicate him. Ain't medadin though, so, even though you normally would excommunicate somebody in that town that doesn't follow their customs. Sivkon chafal, if we said, even though they have a custom to do work, he shouldn't do work in front of them, but he should make sure that he doesn't cause machlokis. So this is koi, this is going on, he retains his original chumras. Nevertheless, lo yisra, he shouldn't flaunt it in front of them, he shouldn't go and cause machlokis. If some people don't have jobs and they're not working or they're taking on vacation, so that's not going to cause machlokis. The Meimer, Amri, people will say, he just doesn't have any work to do, and therefore there's no problem in not working. But if it's everybody else is working, they need this help, he says, I'm sorry, I don't work then, so that's going to cause a problem, and therefore in that situation he shouldn't, as long as, we'll see in a second, as long as he's not doing something that's osur, it's just a minhag, so then he shouldn't cause machlokas and he could do the work with them. Sivkot and Chabbeis, Haloshen Megumgum Oot. The Mishnah Berurah says over here, this entire Mechaber, the second part over here, is a little bit difficult. Because the whole Sif is talking about where the person is not planning on dwelling in City B, and he's planning on going back home, like we explained. Because that this is a shortened, quick way that the Mechaber wrote this over here, and he left out certain words, like for example the word call, and the kavana is as follows: the lab dafka mimokum she'osin malacha lemokum she'enosin. It's lab dafka. He went from city A where they did malacha to city B where they don't do malacha. He says who adin bechol minog shebemokum zeh noagin kain. It's with all minhagim ubemokum acher noagin bofen acher. It's not only for malacha. It's dealing with all of these things. The halach is you don't cause machlokas. So there's two situations over here that are included. Number one, Aleph. His custom in city A was to be makel, and he wants to be makel. So in this situation, he can't do it in the city. Can't let anybody see him do this. As we already explained, he has to go outside the tchum into the midbar. But he's allowed to do other things in Bitsinah. He doesn't have to go out to the midbar. It's only by malacha that he has to go out to the midbar. The shiny malacha, malacha is different. Because there's no way that he won't be recognized that he's doing malacha in the city. They'll either hear it or they'll see it or he'll forget himself. In any event, malacha, he has to go outside the city. But other things, let's say he eats gebrox and he eats it privately in his house, nobody's going to know that he did this bitzina. And therefore, in bitzina, he doesn't have to be machmir. He can't do it publicly, he can't do it openly in front of them. This means shlo yasav b'fasi. It just means that you can't do it publicly. Other than malacha, you can do all other things privately. Malacha, because it's going to lead in private, to become public, you can only do it outside the town. Second bays, the second thing is his custom in city A was to be machmer, and he goes to city B with a mekel, so he still has to be machmer. But he can't show them and demonstrate to them that he's machmer because it's going to cause trouble. As we've already explained, linear malacha. So it's something by malacha, you could argue that, okay, he's on vacation, he's not doing work because he doesn't have any work. But if they're all doing something, and he would say, I don't do malacha, that's going to cause trouble. So therefore, omnam, in a situation where it's going to be clear and evident that he's changing their minog, then he's allowed to be mekel, kemosom, like them, even though in his own place they wouldn't do this. Why? In order not to cause machlokas. And therefore, this is talking about v'davki madavar hazeh ein osu mi'ikra din el shenagu li'isr. This is only talking about over here where it's absolutely not osu to do this. It's just a minhag. Gebrox, for example. Some people eat gebrox, some people don't eat gebrox. So he's at somebody's house, he's going to say, oh no, I don't eat gebrox. And they're all eating gebrox. So therefore, in that situation, he could go and eat gebrox with them, not to cause machlokas. Again, as we'll see, if everybody understands, they're all tamid hachamim, then he's allowed to keep his own minhag. But if it's something that there's really a basis for this in the din, and it's an issur d'rabbanan, then even though it may cause machlokas, you're not allowed to be over a din in order to prevent machlokas. The issue footnote number 24 brings down a very important bir halacha from the very first siman of Shas, which I've quoted many times in many different situations. For fighting, you should never fight even l'shem shemaim. You always have to try not to fight. The only time the Chofetz Chaim says you're allowed to fight, even though it's in avodas Hashem, you should always not fight and try not to have machlokas, is only if they're making a shita out of it. Once they're making a shita out of a sin, so then you're mechuyev to fight in that situation. The Mishnah continues and he says, "Umutav lizbol al atzmo ketotos." And a person in a situation where he's going to have to be over an isser, and you don't want to make shalom because you don't want to be over an isser, so then you should even accept upon yourself sufferings, ketotos, and fights, below lavar al divrei sofrim, and not go against a din. Shalover al divrei sofrim chayv misa b'dishamayim, because being over the rabbanon is also a very strict thing. You chayv misa b'dishamayim. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Chav Dalet tells us, "Kosev al post and posting right in minog anshi b'kom lachav." The place he's in B is Mekel. And he did his chumr in privacy. He has to stop what he's doing in order not to cause machlokas. Because I pointed out before, if these are people that know the din and know the halacha, know that they're different in hagim, the talmid chachamim, then he doesn't have to stop. The talmid chachamim is there. He says they're totally b'minah v'ain kam machlokas. The talmid chachamim is not going to lead to machlokas. You want to eat kebrox? You don't want to eat kebrox? I know the different places, different in hagim. It's not going to cause machlokas. But don't even take any chances. Don't even do this in front of Talmidei Chachamim. Sifhei, the Mechaber writes, "Afilu b'mokum shenogu lasos," even a place where the minhag was to do malacha, only certain types of malacha allowed to be done on Erev Pesach in the morning. And meaning, lo yaslo b'tchilas malacha b'arbaasar. And you shouldn't start a new malacha, afu b'yishu yochel l'gom m'kodem chatzos, even if you can finish it before chatzos. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat and Chafhei, wrote so long, he's telling us over here, "Afilu m'yirtza lasos l'ntar chamorit," even if you're doing it for yantiv. You're not supposed to do it if you're just starting it now for the first time. Except for three exceptions that we'll see in a second. The Mokum Shinogu Lasun Osin. We said you're allowed to. That's only Hanu Ligmor Malachu Shishu Behemi Kodim. That's only if you started something before your Dalit in the morning. So you studied it on your Gimel, you can finish it up on your Dalit in the morning. Or the Mari Gimel Umnios Uktim Messiah. Or the three exceptions that we're going to say in a moment. And what are those three exceptions? Ella, the Mechaber says, Ella Shlosha Umnios Vad. Heim Shemaskilim Behem Bemokum Shinogu Lasos. There are three things that you're even allowed to start in the morning of your Dalit before Chatzos. Vosim Achatzos, and you can continue doing them to Chatzos. What are these three? Ve'elu Hein, Hachayotim, tailors are allowed to do tailoring work. Vasaparim, barbers are allowed to do haircutting. Vakosim, and laundry is allowed to do laundry work. Avol Shar Umnios, all other types of Malacha, unless you started it beforehand, you shouldn't start it on the morning of Erev Pesach. Im Hisro b'chem kodem ha'basa, hu shi'gmar ha'chatzos. Then you can finish it, but don't start it that morning. Why is that? Sifkot and Chofav, the Mishbur explains, these three exceptions, Rotsu Lomar, im heim letzorach yantiv, if they're for the purposes of yantiv, you're allowed to do them. V'lo ekelu, elo be'elu, the rabbis will make on these three, mipnei she'om tzrichel hem arbi, because these are very necessary for yantiv. Sifkot and Chof Zayin, v'hu she'oso son letzorach hamoid. And all of these that we're allowing you to do on Erev Pesach, whether you started them beforehand and now you're doing them, finishing up at Chatzos, or the three that you're allowed to start on Erev Pesach in the morning, they're only allowed to be done if you're doing it letzorach hamoid. With this, we conclude today's shir.